the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I'd really like to see Mitt Romney release more than 1 year of tax records, because there's been disturbing reports recently that he's got a Bermuda corporation, that's a secretive Bermuda corporation that no one knows anything about, investments in the Caymans, he's got a Swiss bank account.
You either get a Swiss bank account to conceal what you're doing, or you believe the Swiss franc is stronger than the American dollar.
I've never known of a Swiss bank account to build an American bridge, a Swiss bank account to create American jobs, or Swiss bank accounts to rebuild the levees to protect the people of New Orleans. That's not an economic strategy for moving our country forward.
Quite frankly, he offshores most of his own personal investments, presumably to shield them from taxes.
We just learned the other day, Jeff, from the Associated Press, that Governor Romney has this Bermuda business, and he transferred it to his wife's ownership the day before he became governor of Massachusetts, so he wouldn't have to put it on an ethics form. This is the most secretive candidate since Richard Nixon.
There's a collection of seven or eight talk hosts and guests all commenting on Mitt Romney's finances and the unreleased tax records. I'm Doug Steffen. Here's talk host Mike Papantonio with another host, Tom Hartman. They talk about the questions and concerns that seem to be coming from all sides about Romney's wealth.
As Vanity Fair reported this week, Romney, who has a net worth of $250 million, has tens of millions of dollars, and perhaps much, much more, hidden away in numerous offshore bank accounts all over the world. On some of those bank accounts, Romney pays zero, nada, zilch, in taxes. That includes an account in Bermuda, the value of which was not disclosed in his tax returns. It also includes $30 million he has stashed away in the Cayman Islands, where there are no income taxes. Then there's the $3 million tucked away in a Swiss bank account. And Romney also has an undisclosed amount of money sitting in bank accounts in Luxembourg and Ireland as well. As Vanity Fair notes, come August, Romney, with an estimated net worth of as high as $250 million, he won't reveal the exact amount, will be one of the richest people ever to be nominated for president. Given his reticence to discuss his wealth, it's only natural to wonder how he got it, how he invests it, and if he pays all his taxes on it. This story isn't just about Romney, though. It speaks to something much bigger. It speaks to how working-class people have been duped for decades into believing that the wealthy can do no wrong and that the wealthy should never be punished because, after all, everyone else is just waiting for their turn to be wealthy, too. And now we have a man running for president on, essentially, that message. What's the essence of these revelations from Vanity Fair this week?
Well, I think you drill down to it. It comes down to the simple question, Tom. It isn't the real question. If you have nothing to hide, why don't you put your money right here in America? The average American has a checking account right here in America. They have ATM here in America. They get their loans here in America. They have their savings accounts here in America. If you don't have anything to hide, why don't you do that? We do know this. The three primary reasons, if you drill down on the three primary reasons that these folks bank offshore, comes down to avoid subjecting their money to tax enforcement. Okay, they want to call it tax avoidance. It's actually tax evasion most of the time. They want to create a camouflage trail, Tom, where it's virtually impossible to tell where the money came from. And then the third part is to create shell games where they can move money from one shell to the next shell, and you really can never follow it. More importantly, in most of these places, hush money, kickbacks, you're not going to find that anyway. It's a third world environment.
Yeah, and speaking of the larger on this, I'd like to get back to the politics of it. But for example, I mean, Jimmy Carter famously walked to his inaugural. We you know, Nixon talked about how his wife had a good Republican cloth coat instead of a fur coat. FDR came out and said that there would be no new war millionaires as a result of World War II. So here was a guy who was born very wealthy, who was a plutocrat, FDR, and he got it that, you know, that Americans, you know, they don't have a problem with people being rich, but when it's like rich at any cost, or rich and hide it in the Caymans or whatever, or rich as a result of war, how do we go from the FDR worldview that America embraced to this worldview that Romney's trying to pitch?
Up next, Rick Santorum talks about the possibility that he could be on the Romney ticket.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Extremely dry, itchy skin needs intensive relief that lasts. So get Gold Bond Intensive Healing Cream. With two dedicated medicines, it targets the underlying causes of itch and irritation, whether they be allergies, rashes, irritation, or just dry, chapped skin. And it has seven moisturizers to provide relief that lasts and lasts. Gold Bond Intensive Healing Cream. Intensive healing for lasting itch relief. Use as directed.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom. And Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
All right, Flo, so the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
It says here this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh, I love badgers. Oh, sorry. Calm. There he is. Come here, little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet. Oh, badgers.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Today, my journey to help save people money on car insurance brings me to a shopping mall. Of course, when it comes to shopping for car insurance, most people go to GEICO. I mean, with all the discounts they offer, why would you shop anywhere else? There are discounts for complete and defensive driving courses, multi-policy discounts, and discounts for being accident-free. You know, this mall is a real maze. I think I passed that candle store about five times.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown program, and we're into the presidential race. Here's host Simon Conway talking to Rick Santorum about what he's been up to since he suspended his campaign, and if there's any possibility at all that he could be Mitt Romney's running mate.
Are you being vetted by Mitt Romney for the vice presidency?
Oh, I think I was probably vetted quite a bit throughout the course of about a year's campaign, so I'm not too sure there's a whole lot of vetting that has to go on with respect to us. I think they know me pretty well.
Yeah, I think they do know you pretty well. But have they sent you any paperwork? I mean, is there anything going on that's unusual? Because, you know, we mere mortals out here have no idea how the vetting process works, Rick.
I'm part of the mere mortals on this one. No, we haven't been contacted with any paperwork.
Oh, okay. All right, look, about a month ago, you started Patriot Voices.
Yes.
Why don't you tell me why?
You know, really three reasons. I mean, I really believe that this is, as you've heard me say on your show, the most important election in our lifetime. And
I agree.
The basic fundamental values of our country are at stake. And if we don't defeat this president and, you know, get Obamacare repealed and start to get this country back to the proper relationship with the government of the people, I feel we're going to end up the way that your native country ended up, which is, in my opinion, not a good thing. And so we're engaged in that battle and in working with trying to get people to participate in the election. And so there'll be a component that will try to work with the Romney campaign and work with other campaigns. I'm here, for example, today supporting John Archer, who's running against Dave Wojcik here in the 2nd District. And I'm actually heading to Dubuque right now and doing an event for Ben Lang, who's running again in the 1st District. So, and we'll be out on just scheduled some today for Steve King and We're going to come back and not just Iowa, but across the country in places where I can be helpful and help candidates. And we're going to try to get our folks who were more helpful and engaged in our campaign to continue to participate in the electoral process. But that's really just one aspect of it. I just finished a manuscript for a book, which is coming out in October, and was actually filming a documentary yesterday at Independence Hall, both of which are focused on something I talked about a lot during the campaign, which is the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution, our founding documents, what they are, what they mean, why, you know, who we are as a country, where we came from, what, you know, sort of reminding people what made America special. And the book is on the Declaration. It's called American Patriots. And it's the Declaration and stories of about 30 Americans who, during the Revolutionary War, ordinary people that no one in this country, by and large, has ever heard of today. And we tell their stories of how ordinary people, just like ordinary people today, went out and fought for freedom and were able to be successful and did heroic things sometimes in just doing the ordinary things of life.
You know, you got that the wrong way around, right? You're supposed to have the book out while you're running for president. That's how it's supposed to work.
Well, we were sort of hoping that if we had a book coming out in October, that would be good timing, but it just didn't work out that way.
There you go.
Here's Taco's Joe Curley with a focus on how most voters, either voting for or against the president, few actually will vote for Mitt Romney.
John Boehner is right. Most people are going to go in and look at President Obama and going to say, he told me he was going to do this. He didn't do that. Therefore, I'm failing him. I'm kicking him out of the job. Or they don't even think about Mitt Romney and what he's going to offer. It's just, what is President Obama going to do for me? He can't do that for me, so therefore I'm not voting for him.
Okay, so let me ask you a silly question. It may sound silly. Is it possible for people to go and vote and not completely know who the, what all the issues that they're voting for? Can't they vote for someone because they believe in part of what they're doing and they don't believe in part of what the opponent's doing? Isn't that okay? Does every person that votes, do they have to know every little in and out in order to properly vote? Can't they say, I don't agree with this portion of what this candidate's doing? That's enough for me. That's enough of a deal breaker for me.
Well, let's say that they're going. My general thesis is that they don't understand economics, and by not understanding economics, they're basing their decision on faulty information. There's also a theory called the miracle of aggregation. It works this way, that you get 90 people in line to vote, or 100 people in line to vote. 90 of them are going to basically go yes or no, flip a coin. You're going to get 45% going to go this way, 45% going to go that way. That equals 90. And then you're going to have 10% are going to be informed and know who to really choose. They're really going to know. They're really going to understand. And it's going to be those 10%. So all you really need to do is get the majority of the 10% to push you over. 45% are going to go one way, 45% go the other way. And those people that really follow this stuff, all the minutiae they want, get the numbers and everything else, you only need 6 of the 10 to get you over. And that's called the miracle of aggregation.
Well, I read something in the news that libertarians are going to be the ones who decide this. Mm-hmm. They're the ones that are they the 10%? They're the ones that are going to make the decision here.
Is that right? The power of the libertarian? I don't know. I mean, it's going to get down to, it really is your crossroads for the country. It's, do you want more big government to take care of more problems, to create more equity, quote-unquote equity for everybody, or do you want to go the other way and have the idea that Mitt Romney's going to give you more free market stuff, which I don't think Mitt Romney's necessarily going to do that, but it takes about 20 years for these ideas to work their way.
Up next, we shift gears to the House vote to repeal Obamacare. Ridiculous move or not? 800-510-8255 on the countdown.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMics.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMics.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMics.com, spelled just like it sounds, StunGunMics.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMics.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMics.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So the hot hits in talk radio are this program. We continue along now with our focus and Obamacare from Fox. Bill Hemmer talked to Senator Kelly Ayotte of New Hampshire about the number of previous votes by the House to get rid of Obamacare, all of which went nowhere. So why go through this again?
The House has passed a number of rejections, repeals of the health care law. They've gone nowhere in the Senate. What happens to this one, Senator?
Well, I think, unfortunately, that Harry Reid will block the ability of this to go forward in the Senate. And we don't have enough votes right now among Republicans. That all Republicans will vote to repeal and replace it, but Harry Reid will block our vote on that. But this is a very important vote for the House. I mean, you think about this health care bill. Essentially, it's driving health care costs in the wrong direction. People can't afford it. It's less choice for individuals, and it's hurting our economy. You know, I had a restaurant owner tell me in New Hampshire he wants to open another restaurant, but he's not going to do it because he's worried that he'll exceed the 50 employees, and he just can't afford it with this health care law.
As you know, Senator, a lot of Americans are cynical about the work of Congress, and Congress's popularity ratings are down around the 9-10% level. Some people say that having the House spin its wheels and pass another rejection of health care when it's not going to go anywhere in the Senate is a waste of time. What do you say?
Well, I think that certainly the Democrats in the House should have to reaffirm that they are for a tax increase on the middle class and reaffirm their support for this bill now that they know the Supreme Court has found it to be a tax, the individual mandate. But we also know that there's a whole host of other taxes in that bill that are going to make health care less affordable. So I do think this is an important vote for the American people to know where people stand.
If the Senate were to vote on it, are you confident that the law would be upheld? In other words, might there be a Democratic defector or two who might vote no?
Well, you know, I even if there were some defectors, and, you know, I hope there would be, because I think people have made their voices very loud, the American people, that they don't like this bill. They see it as the wrong way to go forward in addressing health care for America. And so maybe they would lose some votes, and that might be another reason why Harry Reid wouldn't want to vote on this.
Here's host Jerry Thomas with Congressman Jeff Davis about why he voted to repeal the president's health care plan.
The Supreme Court decision on health care. Were you floored by that? You semi-expected it.
Well, I think we certainly, I was one of many people who were surprised at the reasoning that Justice Roberts used. However, I think there were two issues that were positive that came out of it. First of all, he delineated a very bright line on extension of federal powers with Commerce Clause. But the real issue, by redefining it as a tax and the taxing power of the Congress, I think put this in the perspective of where it's needed to be all along, is a complete overreach of the federal government. And the real challenge that we have right now is that for the first time in history, when we talk about taxing power of the Congress, is this is a tax on inactivity.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of the idea of focusing on stretching the Commerce Clause elastically like it's been done over the last 50, 60 years in various areas trying to fall down a certain area, so we've got a new definition that is very significant because it's taxing you for not participating in something, and that puts the onus directly back on the Congress and addresses the need, frankly, to repeal this bill, to set the precedent that people's rights are not going to be impinged upon the way it would be under this law.
Well, Congressman, okay, so they can tax instead of penalty, and that's under the Commerce Clause. It works. They can do that. Inactivity, they can tax. Can they tax us? Somebody called in and asked us for other things, like you're not buying healthy food, we're going to tax you.
Well, there was a move by Mrs. Pelosi, the former speaker, a number of years ago to have the so-called cheeseburger tax.
Yeah.
Under issues like this, the Congress, in effect, could pass tax legislation that could tax you for not eating food that was defined as healthy enough,
mm-hmm.
or purchasing a car that didn't get a certain mileage level. You see, it becomes an unlimited horizon once you're dealing with the aspect of an expansion of taxing power.
Up next, your calls about the presidential race. I'm here at your service and on your side at 800-510-8255. Doug Steffen here on The Countdown.
Today's Gold Bond Rescue Mission, working down a sweat. I'm on a construction site with Jack.
Hey, how you doing?
It's another hot day, and as always, he's in work boots.
After sweating in these for 12 hours, man, my feet itch.
That's why I'm giving Jack Gold Bond Foot Powder. The Max Strength Cooling Menthol controls odor, absorbs moisture, and relieves itching.
Wow, that's some serious cooling.
And how about those dogs? Drying comfortable?
Extremely. Thanks, Jimmy.
Think Gold Bond. This stuff works.
The war had been gone for 2 years, and I got the call. I got the call to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush us aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients nutrient dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Radio 800-510-8255 is the connection line. The views that you express will be yours, and that's fine with us. Let's get at it. Views on the email, doug@dougstephan.com. Here's one from Luke Satcher, who writes, "Dear Doug, is this circus going to keep going until we have bread riots? What's going on Capitol Hill? Don't lawmakers on both sides of the tribalism aisle realize it's only a matter of time before the U.S. is bankrupt? A rally is scheduled for July 17th for Congress and the press, southeast corner of Capitol grounds on Independence and First. The major media is going to cover it. The protest is about spending. Is that on your mind? Budget issues? 800-510-8255. A lot of people still yakking about where we are in terms of health care, so-called Obamacare, whether it can be repealed or not, regardless of which side you're on, because both sides are guilty of the waste, fraud, corruption, abuse, supporting things that are ridiculous. Costs $14 million a day to run Congress. Did you know that? The number includes salaries for congressmen and senators, as well as their staff and various other offices and agencies. The House voted to repeal Obamacare. This is the 31st or maybe 32nd time they've done that. Guess it depends on who you ask. Little else gets done on a day when a vote on an issue with this high a profile is brought forth. Why in the world did they do this? They know it's not going to be upheld in the Senate and in the at the president's level. So each time they do this, it costs you $14 million. So to vote on a bill, multiply $14 million by even 30. All right, what do you come up with? It's about if you multiply 3 times 15, that's 45. So they spent $450 million of your tax money screwing around with this stupidity. So what do you think of Congress when you hear those numbers and you think about it that way? Regardless of whether you support Obamacare or not, some things in it are good, some things in it are not. The way it was done, not very, it wasn't done in a way which I think anybody can be proud, but it still is $450 million of your money has been completely wasted. How much of that stuff are you going to put up with? Will, in California, you like the president's plan, eh?
I'm supportive of this Affordable Care Act. I still would have supported a single-payer universal health care, which the government could have operated, but people would still have to pay for it, like Medicare for all. But, however, I understand the president saying that he probably had a better opportunity of getting something where people had to buy insurance, just like Governor Romney did in Massachusetts. It's just sad to me that so many people in the right wing don't want to help their fellow citizens. You know, they put up these obstacles to any health care, but this is something that they actually supported through the Heritage Foundation back in the 90s over universal health care. So I think that they should try to support what the president's doing, make improvements. And I think that Obama, when he got this law passed, he should have tried to have it implemented much sooner, like Romney did in Massachusetts.
All right, so there's a lot of redundancy there. What do you think? 800-510-8255. A lot of people think there's much similarity between the Romney, so-called Romney Care in Massachusetts and Obamacare. The people in Massachusetts, where I live much of the time, do have universal coverage, but a lot of doctors and organizations that are health-oriented don't take it. Back to the original, how do we live? How are we eating? How's our health? Are you involved in prevention? Do you take care of yourself? If that were the case, you wouldn't need all this money. You wouldn't need all this health care. Frank in Michigan, with your thoughts on this.
Most of the negative feeling about the health care law is because of the lies that are out there and poor messaging by the Democrats. You still have people talking about death panels. You still have people saying that this plan is going to come between you and your doctor, which none of this is true. Currently, only insurance companies are becoming between you and your doctor. And then what they're calling the tax, even in Massachusetts under Mitt Romney, the way that penalty is collected is through the tax law. So I think because of a lot of misinformation and poor messaging by the Democrats, the true facts aren't getting out.
For those of you who are just joining us, the House has voted to repeal President Obama's Health Care Act. The vote was 244 to 185. All the House Republicans voted in favor of the repeal. 5 Democrats voted in favor of the repeal. And again, the 33rd time, I just looked this up, the House has voted to repeal all or part of the Affordable Care Act, despite the Supreme Court ruling, which upheld the constitutionality of the law. I mean, that's the Supreme Court ruling doesn't make any difference. If there are enough votes to change it, then you change it. The Supreme Court's not a legislative branch. They're just telling you that what was passed works or can work under the guise of the Supreme Court's rules, which supposedly understand, take apart rulings. The rulings are supposed to deal with words and your understanding of words and intent and all that stuff. 800-510-8255. Jeff in Bedford, Virginia, on the air live on the countdown. Hi.
Good morning, Doug. Yes, we failed to count in the cost that the insurance lobby has spent in Washington pushing this thing through. Because if you read through it, it's a gimme for the insurance companies. You know, they're making out like bandits. I've seen my own health care costs increase 40% since they started this. And the insurance companies are robbing us blind.
Well, there's another side to that. The insurance companies are certainly making plenty of money. There's no reason that there isn't more competition. The amount of money that's made, the way that it's made. Three people crafted this law, the Obamacare law. One of them was the insurance lobbyist, Billy Towson, who is the king of the K Street workers for the insurance company. He's the lobbyist for the insurance companies. And so, I mean, when you look at this and you understand what the realities are it's not a health care bill at all. It's not a health care plan. What it is a way for the insurance companies to protect themselves. And we all know the insurance companies are happy to say no, even after you've paid your premium. That's their business. Their business is to make money, not to provide you with affordable health care. The only way you are ever going to get affordable health care is to take care of yourself. Why people don't get that, why that isn't the main discussion topic, is beyond me. I can't control the agenda. I can only talk about what people, I can suggest things that come into my mind. You can suggest things that come into your mind. This whole thing is a specious argument that is generated for political purposes only. It doesn't deal with health care. It doesn't deal with prevention. It deals with how much money you get for a particular service. It screws the doctors. It is just a mess. And then that's really the bottom line. But the money for the lobbyists, yep, that's the way the system works. If you don't like it, we need to have a revolution. Joe in New York, what about the political side of this from your perspective?
They're not telling us that this health care bill was not written by doctors and surgeons and health care practitioners. It was written by the pharmaceutical companies and the insurance companies. They're not interested in your health care. They're interested in profits. And now we have the IRS that will be collecting those profits. If you're late with your payment, you get a huge hospital bill. You know who's coming after you? The IRS. Do you think I like this bill? Does any American like this? I cannot believe it. It's like the worst nightmare coming true.
Well, it isn't good. There's nothing about it. But yet, it's just the same political arguments back and forth. You listen to these people who listen to the various talk programs, and they also watch some of the shows on television, and they repeat the same things over and over again because that's their comfort level. If you have abused yourself through your entire life, why are you entitled for me to pay for you to stay alive? Yeah, one of the things that is silly is this bill to repeal the health care law. It's foolish and a waste of your money. Does it make a point? Not really. The point's been made already. 800-510-8255. As we continue taking your calls and comments here on the continuing foolishness that surrounds this whoopee task of getting rid of or dealing with so-called Obamacare.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Ryan, technician with SafeLight Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With SafeLight, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, SafeLight has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster.
Just tell your insurance company you want SafeLight, or call us at 1-800-800-2727, or go to SafeLight.com.
Feel like you've tried everything for your sore joints? Time to move on to something more effective at improving your joint health. New Schiff Move Free Ultra. More effective than two regular glucosamine and chondroitin tablets. Just one little pill. Why? Because of the breakthrough 2-in-1 formula with hyaluronic acid plus type 2 collagen, which activates your own immune system and helps repair joint cartilage. Believe it. Was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Move on to something more effective. Move on to Move Free Ultra. Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Do you suffer from pain like joint pain, muscle pain, back pain, or painful arthritis? Then you must listen to this important message. Nearly half of all Americans suffer from some kind of pain due to chronic inflammation. Anetoblock is a breakthrough supplement scientifically proven to quickly and effectively reduce inflammation and get rid of pain. Anetoblock is so effective in preventing excessive inflammation and reducing the pain, we guarantee you'll feel a significant difference in just a few days. Best of all, Anetoblock is now available to try for free. That's right. Call 800-882-9732 now and get out of pain absolutely free. Anetoblock is now looking for real-life testimonials for anyone who has back pain, muscle pain, or painful arthritis. Call 800-882-9732 to get your free supply and get out of pain today. Just call 800-882-9732 for details. Call today at 800-882-9732. That's 800-882-9732. Again, 800-882-9732.
America. Land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. An independent study showed that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
800-510-8255. Doug Steffen here on the Countdown. We're discussing the continuing foolishness surrounding Obamacare, so-called. Do you have diabetes? Do you overeat? Do you take care of yourself? You feel like you're rewarded for doing so? I mean, the reward is to have a good, long, happy, healthy life. Other than that, you're involved and embroiled in all this foolish political stuff. I actually did the math. $462 million if you take the $14 million a day that it takes to run Congress, and that's just for the House side again. So what do you think about the way your tax dollars are being spent? Do you want to get away from this system? Carol in Georgia, tired of the conversation.
As I get Social Security, so I get Medicare. But the thing is that how could someone that's on Medicare go against their own will? Do that bother you that you have people that's receiving Medicare calling in telling you they don't want the government in their health care? So, you know, it's that, you know, and here in Georgia, they're saying that they won't even take what the president is offering people that don't have Medicare or Medicaid. Now, you tell me what person that in their right minds would sit around and just do nothing.
What person in their right mind, madam, lets their body and their health get into the condition that it gets in and then expects some kind of miracle in terms of health opportunities? It is incredible, isn't it, when you think about it? Is this a slap in the face, this vote that the GOP took to Obama? I think he cares. He doesn't care, because he knows he's going to go anywhere anyway. It's just election year politicking on the both parts. 800, but I'd be interested in the Democrats. We can get a list of the Democrats who voted for this to repeal Obamacare. There were five Democrats. 800-510-8255. Lonnie's in Alabama with thoughts on health care.
You know, it's going to cost so much to get this done. And what are we going to do with the people? Let's say you have smokers and alcoholics. Are they going to be charged more for their health care? I mean, you take someone that's kind of healthy like me, I'm not really going to the doctor that much. And now it looks like a lot of people that don't go see the doctor are going to be paying to go see that doctor. You know, people are just following Barack Obama around by his nose. He seems to have them by their nose. And I don't know. I think, you know, in a few months we get to vote. That's how we're going to change things.
800-510-8255. You want to change things? What about the insight that you have, Yvonne, for everybody to hear?
I'm a Republican, and I'm an African-American.
And they keep saying affordable health care, but what about the quality of the health care? And I just want to say something to the African Americans. They need to wake up and do their research and search and talk and find out who these people are and stop being led through the nose by anything that's going to give them something free. So I know there are a lot of Republican people out there that don't think this way. So please do your research and read and stop listening to everything just because you want to hear what they have to say. It's like when you go to church, if the preacher doesn't say something good, you walk out. So just, you know, do your research, my dear people, okay? And don't be led through the nose by every turn of the wind.
All right. That's pretty good advice. Thank you, ma'am. Stockton, California. We'll talk about what's going on there, healthcare-wise and otherwise. 51 after the hour, just a moment.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter, sitting passively by. And accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I live in my car, sometimes a rental car. Every day, I find a nice quiet place to pull over and meet a client through WebEx, face to face on my smartphone. This is the way to do business.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco, WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Heard in Stockton, California, and all over the great state of California. I'm Doug Steffen. We're talking about the situation, the Health Care Act, and the repeal of it, or at least the attempt by the Republicans. Okay, let's get to something that's important and newsworthy. You've heard perhaps by now the city of Stockton, California, has declared bankruptcy. There are many communities in California that are looking at the same thing. Even the state of California, that's $16 billion in the hole, is looking at it. And there are other states and other communities outside of California that are bankrupt for all practical purposes. And much of the problem is retirement for city employees, town employees. I went through the numbers last week. Maybe some of you heard some of the smaller communities, medium-sized communities, the community that I live in, is $321 million, I think, in the hole. We haven't funded retirement. $321 million, towns, cities, it's like that everywhere, because we've kowtowed, catered to, rolled over to the demands of public unions without insight, foresight, afterthought. What's all this going to cost? So in Stockton, California, the retirees have been told by the city they have to pay their own premiums or their medical coverage will be canceled. The retirees say, we can't afford the premiums. So they, the retirees, have filed a suit in U.S. bankruptcy court to get a restraining order against the city so that they don't cut their health care benefits. This is how bad this is going to get. 800-510-8255. Jason in Bend, Oregon, listening to the countdown. Go ahead, sir.
My views have been reinforced by the Supreme Court's decision. I mean, what's simple is that it falls under Congress's spending powers. So even if it's a tax or a mandate, Congress has an authority to do that. So I want to say something else. Historically, this is one of the biggest pieces of legislation passed since the New Deal era. So I think this is a monumental piece of legislation for Obama. I think this bodes well for him. I think it brings credibility to his presidency because this is something that he promised. He promised the American people, he promised people in his campaign that he was going to pass that. And it was just recently, the holding was that it was constitutional under a very simple holding. I've been talking to people about this for over 2 weeks, and I am ecstatic, and I am happy that 40 million Americans will be covered by this, and people won't have to have fear going to the hospital, and a fear of debt, and fear of not getting treated. Finally, Americans will have one of the most basic fundamental rights. Something I believe that's ethical for Americans to have in the richest country in the world, to have this sort of health care. I think this is one of the best things that happened to our country.
Well, you couldn't be more naive, Jason, completely naive about the realities. You listen to all of that, Pap, you know who's voting for. That's swell. But what does all of this mean in general down the road? Donna in Missouri.
The Republicans fought Medicare every step of the way back in 65. They haven't changed at all. Now, how many people want to repeal Medicare? Now, if this new law stays in effect through 2014, the working class is going to see how many good things are in there for them, and the Republicans are scared to death. They're going to find out. If this ever happens, they're going to be blamed for it. You know, everyone having preventative health care will bring down the debt, because now we're paying for all of them to go to the emergency room, and even the bipartisan CBO says it's going to bring down the debt. And secondly, the insurance company spent over $200 million to defeat this, and obviously a lot of it went in the Republican pockets.
All right. There's a one-sided point of view. A lot of you agree with that lady. Let's see, we got time for one more call, and the honor goes to Johnny in Tennessee.
I can't understand people who says, I got a PhD and I can't understand this healthcare program. Now, I'm on Social Security, and didn't one thing change for me. I have a full private Blue Shield Blue Cross of Georgia. Not one thing changed for me. I have TRICARE. Not one thing changed for me. Now, the people who saying that they can't understand this are the very people who don't want to understand this. So nothing is going to change their mind. They are Republicans, and they're going to go the way the Republican Party say. So to keep driving this thing in the ground is a waste of time, because these same people are going to be saying the same thing. They understand. They don't want to agree.
That is interesting that Mitt Romney went to the NAACP convention during his speech. He promised to repeal Obamacare, and for that he was booed by the crowd. Yeah, that'll be part of the conversation, I'm sure, as we continue through the rest of the week, observing what's going on in the world of talk radio. I'm Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TERAGANIX.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.